Do I really have to follow software licenses? This is a follow-up to last week's question about the need to learn how to code when so much is available online. The simple answer is yes, software licenses are important and do need to be respected. I have a 3D printer that I use to print my own designs as well as download many of the free designs from Thingiverse. Even these have licenses, and whenever I download one that says commercial use is not allowed, it goes straight to my recycle bin. I try to remember to check first, but forget sometimes. It's nice that Thingiverse displays the license during download. These are not snippets of code that I'm going to learn from and adapt that knowledge to a larger project. These are complete items that come about as close as you can get to skipping the journey. Printing them and using them against a license would be like trying to claim them for my own. Would I be violating the license to go ahead and print these designs? Probably not. But I don't want to have to remember later which ones allow commercial use and which ones don't. Even if I have no immediate plans to use the design in a business, it's still an extra detail that I'd rather not have to worry about. There's other designs that allow commercial use, and I could always design my own if needed. This is where the topic comes back to the question last week. If I see an interesting design, look at all the pictures, and then download it just to throw it away, then does it affect my own design? I'd say that anything I design, whether it's a piece of hardware or software, is a product of all my knowledge, skills, and experience. There's no way to avoid coming into contact with things that have conflicting licenses. If all you're doing is copying a line of code here, learning from a few lines of code there, or even asking somebody to write something for you, then it'll still take your own skills to put everything together. And you'll probably find that it takes more work to ask somebody else to do something than if you just learn how to do it yourself. It's this unique combination that makes something yours. Now, if you're going to use a software component as is, then the license will be critical and could affect the rest of your code. Let's say you need to add logging to your application. This will help you figure out problems by recording important events to a file, so if there's ever a problem, then you have a trail to follow. If you're going to build your own logging and either refer to some online code for an example or two, or even bring with you direct knowledge of how some other code was designed, then you should be okay. That is, as long as the final result doesn't violate a patent. That's a whole different story. Assuming you're okay there, though, it'll take a lot of extra work to put anything together into a logging solution. But what if you take a different approach? What if you don't want to put in all that extra work, or don't have time, or decide it's just not worth it? What if you just want to use some other code as is in your project? This is where licenses become important. When I worked for Microsoft, there was a rule that the software engineers weren't allowed to use or even look at any outside source code in the development of Windows. That's a good rule, but it's impossible to completely eliminate prior exposure to outside code. And what if an engineer wants to contribute to an unrelated open source product during the weekends? It's really only the direct usage of outside code that can be controlled. The rule at Microsoft did not allow any outside code at all, no matter what the license said. That might still be the case or not. It's been quite a few years since I was there. I can say that other companies have had a more accepting attitude towards outside source code. It's very common to search for a problem, find an example of how something needs to be done, and copy the code to do that specific thing. Because it's really hard to eliminate exposure to outside code, I say this makes knowing how to program yourself more important than ever. If you don't know how to program and try to rely on just the code you find online, then not only will you struggle to put everything together into a final solution, but you'll also be more likely to include entire components that come from sources with conflicting licenses. Knowing how to program gives you the ability to learn from any code you come across and write your own versions when needed and make use of open source code as and when it makes sense. What kinds of licenses are there and what should you look for? I should probably give a normal disclaimer that I'm not a lawyer, and the final decision about what you can and cannot use will come from your company's legal department. I can give you advice based on the things that I look for in software licenses. I'll explain that right after this message from our sponsor. The one thing that all professional programmers share is that we take action. Go ahead, text PROGRAM to the number 44222 now. It's hard, I know, to get started, and if you need some help, then all you need to do is register for one of the take-up code-free or paid live classes. You can attend with just your computer and an internet connection from anywhere in the world. These are live workshops instead of just lectures. You get enough lecturing already. These are fun workshops. You have enough boring tasks already. And these are focused on results. Text the word PROGRAM to the number 44222 and you'll be on your way. You can also visit takeupcode.com to begin. A lot of the code you'll come across from outside sources is just examples and snippets. Somebody asks a question and somebody else replies with some code that shows how to accomplish what was asked. If I come across something like this and learn from it, and then even if I type it myself into my code, it'll probably look a lot like I remember it. But the main thing is that it'll need to be adapted to fit into my work. It's when we go the other way that we can get into trouble. If you find that you need to adapt your code to fit the example, then you might be crossing the line. I call this skipping the journey. This doesn't itself mean that you're doing anything wrong as long as you follow the license. You may work for a company like Microsoft that used to have rules against this. In that case, you should follow the company rules. But some companies are okay with including outside code like this and have no problems with following licenses, as long as the licenses don't have requirements that are unacceptable. You see, different licenses expect different things. One of the more sticky points is when a software license demands that any derived works must follow the same license. What is a derived work? This is where your legal department usually takes a safe interpretation. Personally, I consider a derived work to be something that builds on the original code to create something similar, but with maybe some extra capabilities. Or maybe it's faster, or maybe it's smaller. Whatever. To me, a derived work is something along the same path as the original work. Take the logging component example. I consider a derived work to be another kind of logging component. It's better in some way, but still does logging. There are many people, though, who have a different opinion about this. To them, a derived work is anything that uses the original work. So if you're building a game and add some logging, then even if that logging is a tiny fraction of the overall code and completely unrelated to any kind of game, just the fact that the game uses it is enough to classify the game as a derived work. These are two very different interpretations of derived work, and most legal departments will take the safe path and assume the worst. This means that any license that claims restrictions of any sort on derived works will usually be unacceptable for company use. And these are the companies that are normally okay with open source licenses. Another sticky point sometimes found in open source licenses is a requirement that any project using that open source must also be open source. I mean, if you happen to be working on a project that's already open source, then this may not be a big problem. However, it could still cause problems if you're building a component designed to be used by some other project. A license that tries to force all derived works to be open source will usually be interpreted to apply not only to your code, but to any customer wanting to use your code. Let's say you're building a new open source logging component, and you're okay with anybody using your logging for any purpose at all. Sounds like a great license that almost any company will be okay with, too. And you come across a cool piece of code that would add some little feature to your logging component. Let's say it would allow your customers to record log messages in different colors. All right, you could code that yourself, or you could skip the journey and include this component you just found directly into the logging code. Here's where you can run into trouble. If that color component says that any derived works must also be open source, then you just eliminated a whole bunch of potential customers, because the license applies all the way up the chain. I've even seen some licenses that wanted to claim derived work status that goes beyond the code and include the documents the customers produce. To me, that's crazy. If you're building an open source word processor, it seems absurd to try to claim that any documents that a customer writes with your software must also be posted to the web for anybody to see. But there are licenses that want to claim things like that. Some of the more reasonable licenses just want some acknowledgement that their code is being used. Put up a web page with a link to all the code packages that your product uses that want to be recognized, and you're good. Some licenses let you do anything with the code as long as you don't try to make money with your product. This is your product I'm talking about, not their product. If you want to include their code in your product that you intend to sell, then you need a commercial license. That's why I like licenses that are simple and state that you can do whatever you want with the code, including making money with your own product. Thank you for listening. Do you have a question that you'd like me to answer? Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and you'll find a form that you can use to submit your question.